Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Is this Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Turn your radio off.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio off.
Why don't I just turn my radio off?
Good for you.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How long has it been since you filed your federal income tax return?
Been a long time.
And you're not? Well, obviously, you're still walking around free. And
absolutely. Yep. I have not filed an income tax return since about 1986, I think. 85 or 86.
So how do you explain that you have not apparently suffered any adverse consequences?
What do you mean not suffered any adverse consequences? There's a federal arrest warrant for my arrest.
Okay.
If you go to the U.S. Marshals website, you'll see me listed as armed and dangerous fugitive.
Why don't they just come and get you?
Why don't you ask them? Personally, I don't think they have any balls. Personally, I think they know that I'm right, because when the U.S. Marshal came up here to try to serve me with something, I ordered him off my property because he was trespassing, because I told him, and he knew he didn't have jurisdiction within this state, and he actually left my property and stood in the middle of the public road to talk to me, because he knew I was right. Now, let me tell you, let me ask you something else.
Yeah.
Why do you file and pay your income tax? That's what I thought. You haven't got the slightest idea, do you?
No.
Cite to me the law that requires you to do it.
Well, I certainly can't.
Then who's the dummy, me or you? You see, I've done the research. I can't find any law. I sued the IRS to force them to show me why I should.
How much did
they
cost?
Couldn't do it.
What kind of legal bills did you incur?
Just the filing fee. I represented myself. And that's the reason they issued the warrant for the arrest of my wife and myself in order to stop that lawsuit. Because they were losing.
How do you avoid being arrested then?
Why don't you ask them?
Well,
I'm right here in my house.
There's a warrant.
I'm right here in my house, you dummy. Are you listening to me?
Well, I can't help but.
Ask them. I'm right here. I'm available. The only thing that keeps me alive, let me tell you right now, is number one, I'm right. Number two, I'm willing to die for what I believe in, which means a lot of them are going to die if they come up here and try to kill me or arrest me, because I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Yeah.
And number four is ignorant people like you that file and pay and don't even know why you're doing it.
Well, ignorant people like me don't have a nationally or
you don't need a nationally anything. Are you an American? Are you an American?
Yes, but
do you believe in freedom?
Of course.
Do you believe in the United States of America?
Bet I do.
Can you find a law that requires you to file and pay the income tax?
No, I guess.
Then why are you doing it? I'll tell you why. No. Don't give me all this bullshit. I'll tell you exactly why. It's because you're a coward.
Really?
Absolutely, and you know it. You know it, because if you can't find a law that requires you to file and pay it, and you still do it, there's only one reason in this world that you're doing it. It's because you're a coward.
Food for thought, Bill.
Yeah, well, when you get some balls, call me back.
Thank you.
Good night. That goes for the rest of you. 520-333-4578 is the number. Who's the fool? The person that files and pays because they're scared of the IRS in America, a place where there's not supposed to be any despotism or tyranny, or me, who stands up. See, I stand upon the law. I stand upon the law. Good evening. You're on the air.